Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Welcome back, one and all, to another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. So thankful all of you to go and join us. Quick mention to all of you, we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks about another wonderful event going on from our wonderful sponsors, the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. We're going to be hosting a virtual conference, which was already in the works back October, November of last year to coincide with our normal events we would have in August and in October throughout the country. So USCC Borderless is going to be an event we're having June 29th and June 30th. And, of course, you can find all the information you need to know at usccexpo.com. We will make announcements very soon in terms of speakers and education. And, of course, if you want to go and exhibit at this point right now, post-pandemic, we know that some of us are still dealing with the reeling effects of the pandemic. For those that are kind of working yourselves out, the economy is starting to reopen. The opportunities to go and go to conferences, some of them obviously are not going to be opening right back up, and some of the ones that would normally be scheduled are not going to be happening yet. So at this point, the advantage of doing things virtually is still in light, and that's why we're going to have this opportunity, which just happened to land on our lap, to have everybody be able to have a chance to get together. If there are certain shows you had scheduled to go do, you can't do those now, but you still want to get your voice heard. You want to get your product, your brand out there, the message out to those people that are going to be interested. Our virtual conference is coming up. Again, USCC Borderless, June 29th and June 30th. You can register now at usccexpo.com. Again, usccexpo.com. My next guest oversees a premium hashish brand, which uses unique, gentle, solventless water extraction processes to respect the integrity of the original cannabinoid profile to create the highest quality hash products for medicinal and adult use. My guest is the CEO of Calihash, C-A-L-I Hash, Michael Domecq. How are you, Michael? Thanks for joining us.
Very well. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Hey, my pleasure. So, a lot of different background to get into when it comes to hash. First of all, we want to go and let our listeners really have an understanding of what hash is, because you've heard it. Maybe you've heard the word bubble hash. You've heard hashish back in, you know, in even back to ancient times. So Leafly pointed it as this. It's, quote, the original concentrate from ancient times. At its simplest, hash is made from rubbing cannabis flowers in your hands until all the luscious resins or trichomes form a layer thick enough to scrape off, roll into a ball, and either smoke or add into food. This hand-rolled method is so old it predates with written text, though it's speculated early hashish was popularized around 900 CE across the Indian subcontinent, modern-day Middle East, and later North Africa. The title of the article, by the way, is Hash Passé, which is a very interesting clickbait article. Leafly, I'm going to give him credit for that. Now, Michael, question to you. You would recommend a better understanding of the medicinal and recreational benefits of hash as opposed to marijuana. Fill on me on why.
So my advocacy for hash, in contrast to flowers, pretty much centers around the idea of taking out elements of the plant that aren't active ingredients. So essentially, when you're concentrating any form of cannabis, any flower product, into a concentrated version of itself, you're essentially taking out the chlorophyll, the plant fiber, a lot of the things that don't have a direct effect on the consumption of said product. So essentially, you're taking out the middleman to get to the end result quicker.
Interesting. Now, growing up in Spain, you have a strong tie and passion for hash, and it's eager, you're eager to share and passion with cannabis lovers alike. Now, I want to take something from this same article from Leafly, talking about the other side of people that really do support and really appreciate hash. So there's a Reddit user out there called @trymebitcj, lives in Cadiz, Spain, an ancient port city with the in the province of Andalusia. I even said with a Castilian accent. How about that, huh? My parents, parents are Spanish, or my family is Spanish ancestry, so I do understand that part. Now, it's directly across from the sea from major hash production in Morocco. So this Reddit user says, quote, "My town is a very important strategic point for smuggling. We talk about tons and tons of hash. Avoiding the local street hash, which he says is both illegal and sometimes of questionable purity, he belongs to a legal association of cannabis consumers, which gives him access to top quality Moroccan products." He said, quote, "Last month we had 11 different types of hash." And he says, "It's just incredible. Those guys in the mountains really know how to do hash." So talk to me about what you're doing in California, obviously being Cali Hash, what you're looking to bring more users that might have the same positive sentiments than that Reddit user proclaimed.
Absolutely. And let me set the stage a little bit for this, because you mentioned a few things I'd like to touch on.
Sure.
My personal background, my family is actually from Andalusia. We come from a town called Jerez, which is just near Cadiz. And not only is it one of the major ports of entry for the majority of cannabis and hash that enter the European markets, but it also happens to be an incredibly beautiful and culturally relevant place in Spain. So, speaking on that Reddit user's comments a little bit, definitely first and foremost, if you are visiting Spain as a consumer, buying and purchasing these products on the street is still illegal. Be very careful, and absolutely you will probably get inferior products. In fact, High Times did a test a few years ago where they lab tested a large amount of hash that they purchased on the streets of Spain, and I think upwards of 80% had actual feces in the product. So you're talking about the smuggling method of getting it into the country. So when it's illegal, a lot of times they're forced to use their bodies and body cavities to smuggle these products in, and you get residual substances in the product, you get contamination. And so essentially, yes, you're absolutely correct. That user is correct. If you're not buying from the legal sources or the regulated sources, you're probably going to be smoking things you don't want to be or consuming things you don't want to be consuming. Now, speaking a little bit about traditional versus non-traditional extraction methods, and we could speak at length about these things, and I don't want to go too much into detail to bore people. I'll just touch upon it quickly. Traditional hash, like you mentioned, was extracted using your hands, essentially rubbing plant material against each other and extracting the oil content that way. Primarily, that is the extraction method in Afghanistan and the mountains of that region. The Moroccans actually do it slightly differently. They use a stream system, a sieve system. And they essentially, you can Google these videos and you'll see these guys taking stalks of marijuana and beating these sieves. They look like almost like drums, but they're just screens, and they're beating the screens and essentially separating the smaller particulates, which is the trichome heads, hopefully, and leaving the plant material, the fiber, the chlorophyll behind. And then they collect all that resin, apply a little bit of heat and pressure, and there you go, and that's your end product. The biggest difference between those products and what Cali Hash does is that we use water and ice in our extraction process. Something that up to 60 years ago, no one had access to except the incredibly wealthy that could afford to pay exuberant amounts of money for a block of ice that melted on its way to your house. So until refrigeration was really revolutionized, and we have the freezers we have today in every house and ice machines that are relatively cheap, none of this was a possible extraction method for the traditional hash markets. Having said all that, again, the product is different. It looks very similar, but whereas when you're extracting with simply the force of the atmospheric pressure and you're not using water or an ice and you're essentially just dry sift extracting, which is what that's referred to, you're never going to get the higher level of cannabinoid ratios in your profile. Essentially, something that we as a company are always striving for. We would like to get a product that's mainly cannabinoids with very few plant residual materials. So essentially, we've done extensive testing in this regard, and generally, your dry sift material is anywhere between 30 and 50 or 60% if you're getting really high-end material, whereas your cold water extracted or ice water extracted hash is going to be anywhere between 40 and 80%. So it's essentially orders of magnitude higher extraction rates on the profile.
I get where you're coming from, Michael. I just think that there is a thing where, you know, I just, when I was researching just on hash alone, I know I've heard about hashish and I heard about hash and just the processes behind it. But again, I think it's just there is a thought process where the effort, the amount of work that needs to be done to go ahead and take the plant there and build a good process just to get that highest quality hash that's out there, you know. It's really interesting where I haven't seen a whole lot of the industry embrace it as much as you would think because of different products will be out there. And there's a couple of things I think we should talk about why that should be. After the break, I want to go talk to you about how the hash supply chain is being used for other options right now as we are getting ourselves out of this pandemic. And also asking about the beneficial qualities of hash as opposed to the very, very ever popular CBD line of products. We're going to talk about that coming up after a short break. I'm here with Michael Domecq, the CEO of Cali Hash, here on Blunt Business. Back with more in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your every day with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
Trends in technology, processes, and products. We cover these areas and more on The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. Thank you all for joining us back. Leafly, and please don't get me onto me because I'm quoting from Leafly right now, but it's just that when I did research for Hash for this interview, Michael, Leafly just happened to write a lot of stuff about it. And for whatever reason, I'm just pointing it out there because usually I don't get a lot of stories from them that I point out, but this just happened to be, they like talking about it. What can I say? I guess they want to have some more. Who knows? Probably send them their products their way, I guess. Now, they reported this, quote, in today's war on COVID-19, the $10-plus billion sector of the cannabis industry is redeploying assets to fight coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, with the goal of saving as many lives as possible. Legal cannabis makers have begun repurposing hash supply chains for hand sanitizer. Cultivators are donating pest control gowns to desperate hospitals. Once derided pot shops are running food drives to keep most America's most vulnerable fed. So talk to me, Michael, about what you're learning about how the California market itself is operating now, given the whole situation. Because I've heard a lot where we've talked to a number of companies from California that really, you know, the demand has been high. Supply chains have been a little bit tough to come by because there's been changes in terms of trying to keep the product on the shelves. Talk to me about how you see companies are working to keep production going and how companies are helping out instead.
Absolutely. I'll speak from my own personal experience over the last 2 months. So we have a laboratory that operates out of Reseda in Los Angeles County. Most of our biomass purchasing, so our raw material, is coming from the LA area. It does not have to travel very far. So in terms of our supply lines, not severely disrupted. Where we have seen disruptions is on our packaging. So we're having already issues getting packaging from China. We had pre-ordered X amount of things for other brands, not getting those in a timely manner. That has definitely been an issue, not for me alone, but across the board. And then most importantly, we've implemented extreme measures in the manufacturing facility. So, you know, we always had an eye towards cleanliness. These are lab facilities. They're highly regulated. In fact, you know, we have visits from the government, you know, quite frequently, and they have to be to an exacting standard. We've even increased those standards.
So now here's a question. Do you feel like there's going to be new standards that are going to be implemented? You know, say the Bureau of Cannabis Control comes in now, says after the fact, all the cultivators and all the processes are coming in, there will be new rules that will be implemented. Has there been any discussion like that at all at this point?
Well, there has been. I mean, there's changes already being made on the retail side, without a doubt. I mean, we, as a manufacturer, I heavily rely on my ability to go to a retail location and essentially affect what we call a demo, which is where you set up in a retail location and you get some, you know, 4 hours of exposure to every client that comes through. And most importantly, you get time with the bud tenders, who are essentially the gatekeepers to the industry. And those are completely, they're not allowed right now and they're not encouraged. I would never subjugate any of my employees to go to a demo right now. So we immediately canceled all demos 2 months ago. So already we see changes in our relationship with our retailers. Not only that, but our supplier, our distributor, a company called Pacific Wholesale Network, they've again redirected some of their supply chain towards what you just referred to. And I was just there the other day, and half of their facility was filling up bottles of disinfectants. And now they're, you know, half of their business is getting disinfectants to all the retailers.
Yeah, it's been funny where I've seen certain people that we were talking just not so long ago about how there was hand sanitizer also not just being done just for the hand sanitizers, but also having them injected with CBC and CBN infused into it as well, which is very interesting. But here's another question I want to ask. When it comes down the line, after this is all said and done, obviously, everyone's going to have this cognizance of, well, we want to be much safer. No sharing of the blunts anymore. No sharing of product anymore in some cases. Do you feel like the way that people might consume hash, the way the devices that are being used, will pre-rolls be more often? I can't say I know everything about this. So what do you see on this side when you speak with retailers, how you might need to go and provide products and what they're going to be looking to, how they're going to be able to display them and how they're going to be able to sell it?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are already in the process of developing a line of pre-rolls. We currently have a pre-roll line that is 1 gram net weight per pre-roll. We're developing a line right now that's going to be a third gram net weight per pre-roll, essentially a sharing pack. And this is in direct response to the last 2 months and the COVID-19 effect. And I'm not the only one. I know amongst my peers, everybody has changed their pipelines and geared them towards developing products that essentially that address these issues and provide some sort of safety and some sort of peace of mind for the end user.
Now, when people are smoking hash or flower, I want to ask you this: if for people who are looking to smoke hash or flower, here's the most important question to me. Does glass start getting eliminated altogether? Do people feel like, listen, I don't want to have this in something and have to continuously have to clean this down because it's maybe not so safe? Maybe I'm going to go with something more disposable.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think it goes without saying, people are not sharing pipes. I know for a fact, anybody I socialize with, they're not sharing anything. Whereas, you know, traditionally we were a very, very sharing culture. I mean, the marijuana culture was all about passing the joints. You know, puff, puff, pass was the law.
Right.
You get kicked out of the group if you didn't obey. So, you know, absolutely we see drastic changes already. I mean, if I go to a meeting now, everybody is, you know, in their corner, you know, with their personal joints. So, you know, it is definitely changing things as we speak.
Now, I want to talk about the medicinal qualities, because here's one thing that Leaf Desk wrote about. No Leafly, Leaf Desk. Can go to a different Leaf website. So let me go and bring this up. I thought this was a very interesting point that was being made by this article. Quote, as CBD concentrates are more potent than edibles or capsules, the user only needs to ingest a very small amount to achieve the required dosage, as well as to notice a much faster onset of pain relief than other commonly used methods, due to the concentrates sending cannabinoids straight into the bloodstream. Now, while concentrates are certainly more potent than traditional bud, and if used incorrectly, can result in experiencing uncomfortable effects such as feeling anxious or dizzy, high THC concentrates are not a new phenomenon, as the commonly known hash is also a concentrated resin derived from cannabis. Now, originally, hashish contained high levels of CBD due to it being grown in Lebanon and Morocco, but the Western consumer's desire for THC-rich hash has seen a shift in the market towards higher THC content. So, Michael, talk to me what can drive more interest into hash as opposed to CBD products, because we're seeing such a saturation of the market in CBD. But then if people are looking to only have THC concentrate and...
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I think you brought up a great point, and I love speaking about this because there is so much enthusiasm surrounding the CBD market in particular right now, and I think everybody needs to take a step back, and I think you really you hit the points on their head perfectly. Primarily, marijuana plants have very low levels of CBD. I test every product that we process, so we have a wealth of information of very, very accurate testing done at a third-party lab on exactly what we're putting into our machine process. Now, before we go, I was very surprised over the last 3 years because I've been processing for a lot, but in the traditional marketplace, we didn't test. We didn't take these things to a third-party testing facility and know exactly what ratios and what profile was present. So what we've learned by doing all this testing has been, first of all, CBD levels are extremely low in most marijuana plants. I mean, when we're talking low, let's be very clear, we're talking 3%, 7%, you know, on a good day. So, and then more importantly, THC levels are, yes, very high. So, you know, what we're starting to understand, and there still needs to be a lot of studying, and that is the most important point of this conversation, is that we just don't have clear studies on these things. So we don't know yet. But what we do know is that there's a lot of evidence that these things are very efficient and what we think they're doing. But what we don't know yet is exactly what they're doing. And the reason is because of prohibition. Now, right now, I'm actively fighting this, and I have a brand that's being launched the next few months that is focused just on the holistic and therapeutic aspects of this plant, and it's just focused on teaming up with cancer patients and RS patients and multiple sclerosis patients and people who are suffering but use this product on a daily basis, because you really need to show, there needs to be some leadership in that in the next 10, 15 years to really pin down what these 100-plus unique cannabinoids are doing. And that is the point. There's CBD, yes. There's THC, yes. But there's another 90 or 100-plus that we haven't properly understood. So, you know, I always go back to this point. This plant is a pharmacy. It is a living, breathing pharmacy. And for political reasons, economic reasons, for the longest time, we've been prohibited from studying this plant.
Well, there's many more barriers that have to be broken, that's for sure. So one thing I also want to ask, when it comes to the supply and demand, when you're getting your product line ready, now in California, which I'm pretty sure, I guess, that's the main market that you're servicing, when you look at the amount of delivery that's being done right now, the traction that's being done by the delivery companies, which are quite a few, we've talked to them here on the program, and the increase in deliveries, and I think in general, people are going to have more of a habit of getting things delivered to them, at least for the foreseeable future. I don't think people are going to necessarily want to go so many times. They might opt to not take the trip to the dispensary as opposed to just getting it delivered from home. I think that's just going to become much more common. Do you see yourself having
that assessment? Yes.
Say again, I'm sorry?
I couldn't agree more with that assessment. The trends in the market, as brands become more, as they gain dominance in the market and as they become more recognized by the average consumer, and the average consumer's knowledge and education about these products is elevated, then the experience of going to the store becomes less relevant. It becomes less important.
But now the question is, does the methodology that you're going to put into putting your product line, do you change the way your product line is going to get pushed out?
At the moment, we're literally dealing with these questions, and we are changing a little bit. We're reversing from the demo mode to a more leaving promo pack mode, you know, so it's slight alterations, as it were. But, you know, major shifts haven't happened yet. On the distribution side of my industry, it's probably one of the least developed sectors so far. It's really a mess, and that's probably a whole other podcast. But, you know, and that's part of it. Distribution is not only the fulfillment of accounts, but it's the management of said accounts. So, you know, until we really get a cohesive strategy in place, and the demos weren't perfect either. I mean, sitting there for 4 hours with a little table, I mean, no one does that. No one does that in the liquor industry. No one does that in the tobacco industry. And the reason they don't do that is because they have extremely efficient methods of distribution, extremely effective and set in stone distribution companies that are there, and they control the gates, if you will. We don't have any of that yet. So marijuana is still, you know, step by step, sector by sector, we're figuring out as we go.
But, now, you know, it also leads me to another question, because and it's not something I'm expecting to answer, but one of the questions I would also pander from a business aspect is for those dispensaries out there to try to keep people engaged and wanting to come in. Are we going to get to a point where I think there's going to need to be a change where the medicinal outlets, which are much more, you know, behind glass, and they're not necessarily in a display like an Apple store or a MedMen store or, you know, what have you, that those kind of stores, those kind of displays might become passive themselves, because people might not want to just be able to go onto the countertops. They would rather have it be behind a door, and then it just drops in almost like a bank teller. You're like that style. That becomes how you go ahead and reach your product.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And in fact, as a consumer, I wish I had that access right now, you know. So I would imagine we're going that direction. Absolutely.
I think in general, in the mainstream sense, I think what does happen is we kind of go back to a previous time where, you know, maybe you know some gas stations that overnight, you're not able to go inside. They're able to just like pick the products for you, and then you're just going through a little basket. They pull it back out, and that's how transactions are done when it comes to the product and the money to pay for the product. That might be a thing that comes up eventually. So anything like an old-fashioned bank teller transaction, I think that becomes much more prominent. I think that's what people start going to more commonly than anything else. And that personal interaction, I also wonder how the bartenders will also be affected into the same space. But then again, it's not just for,
And I love where you're going with this. And I think conceptually, it's a beautiful place to go in terms of ease of purchase, in terms of, you know, just making the process simpler. The only negative I feel from all this is the lack of education. So, you know, and this speaks to the core of a lot of issues we face as a company, Cali Hash, in the American market. There's so much misinformation. There's a lot of lack of information. Your average consumer does not have a high level of understanding of the myriad of different concentrates that exist, the myriad of different strains that exist, the myriad of different cannabinoids.
And this is where you brought up earlier about your own product line. Samples and promo packs are going to have to be the new norm.
Yes. Yes. And really, and then there's the challenge here as well on how do you reach those bud tenders in an effective manner, and not only reach them, but educate them, because I'm amazed. I go out into the field and, you know, some of these new bud tenders don't even know what traditional hash is. And I'll say ice water hash, and they'll look at me like I have two heads, you know, and it's true, you know, there's so many. I mean, you know, concentrates, solventless, non-solventless. You know, CO2, butane, hexane, propane, water, ice.
Hold on to that hexane. Right there, Michael. That's where we're going to next. We're going to talk about the extraction method. The question of questions, solvent or solventless? We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Excellent.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Candid. Captivating. Compelling. Welcome to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina.
Welcome to Cannabis Conf. Oh, you got me again. All right.
I got you again.
You got me again. Welcome to Cannabis Confidential.
Hey, we did it.
We did it. Welcome. I have the coolest guest today. You guys already know. The one and only Tommy Chong.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Cannabis Confidential.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back with final questions with the CEO of Cali Hash, C-A-L-I Hash, Michael Domecq, here on Blunt Business. Cannabis Industry Journal, which, what can I say? I go to these guys quite a bit for a lot of good comprehensive articles. They did another one here. Cannabis extracts for the informed consumer, solvent or solventless? I'm going to take a passage from here and ask you about it, Michael. As cannabis markets continue to gain traction, inconsistent and largely unpredictable markets have left recreational consumers in an informational fog. Expecting high demand for solventless concentrates, the demand for solvent-based counterparts came as a surprise. Over the past year, several companies have joined the solventless side of history, but consumer understanding remains largely stagnant. For those immediately overwhelmed by technology, cannabis extracts, concentrates, or hash are all interchangeable terms describing concentrated cannabis. Under these umbrella terms, two distinct categories emerge depending on whether chemical solvents were used or not used to extract the hash. If I'm correct, I believe that's either burnt hash oil or distillates. So hence, solvent or solventless. I want to ask you to unpack that argument for us and give us your take on which, obviously, solventless is what you do, but tell me why.
Absolutely. And I'm incredibly passionate about this question. So early on in the industry, eight plus years ago when I arrived in California, there was two basic extraction methods. You could use butane or you could use water. It was a clear choice then for me. And it rooted itself in a personal choice. The BHO products, your butane extracted products, the flavor profile is extremely different. And then let me speak to that a little bit. And where it really honed in for me was little less than a year and a half ago when I started launching Cali Hash out of a lab in California City. This lab was a distillate lab. 90% of the facility was geared towards CO2 extraction with high-end distillate alcohol second stage extraction or purification, call it what you will, distillation rather. So essentially, it was a lab producing large amounts of distillate, CO2 extracted distillate. And what that gave me an opportunity to do, because it was a very, very well outfitted facility, and we had a microscope and we had a bunch of equipment there, I was able to take each of these extracts and put it under the microscope. And I did it for my own personal curiosity. And what I saw only reinforced my belief. And what I did see was essentially, when you take the CO2 extract and you look under the microscope, you see something that is so different than what you see when you look at the trichome on the plant. And I'm sure everybody's familiar with that image. It's a very common image now, the image of a trichome, very healthy, very happy, very erect with its little head. And, you know, that is a beautiful image. And that's, in my opinion, that's what a concentrate should look like. It should look like the natural trichome, you know, taken off the plant and concentrated in form. Whereas when you look at the CO2 extract under microscope, you're looking at something completely different. The cell walls have all been obliterated. It is a completely different product. The molecule has actually changed. I'm not a chemist. I can't speak to any technical chemical changes, but what I can speak to is when you smoke and consume the product, even when you taste it on your tongue, your CO2 extracts taste terrible. They have a different profile. They smoke differently. They burn differently. The molecule has essentially been changed, and that's the point I'm trying to drive home. Whereas when you're using a solventless-based process, when you're using a water-based process, a dry sift-based process, or even now people are using sound waves, believe it or not, and some of your premier extraction labs are currently pioneering this, and they're using sound waves to extract. So in all of these methods, you're essentially respecting that profile. You're respecting that original trichome, and you're not changing it with either extremely high pressure or some type of solvent. And that's what you're getting in these solvent-based processes, is you're essentially changing that molecule. You're changing the shape of it. You're changing the style of it. You're changing the structure of it. And that affects the end product always.
Very interesting.
That's really it for me. It really comes down to that. I'm a purist when it comes to this, and I really want to remain a purist. So all of my companies, whether it's Cali Hash or the new brand Hash Lab, they're all based on these same principles.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you for pointing that out. So probably going to wrap things up. Obviously, you were mentioning that there's a new product line that Cali Hash is working on. And if you want to go ahead and take a look, everybody, I want to point you out to CaliHash.com, CaliHash.com. Real quickly, tell us about the new product line that you're actually working on. And obviously, I see you're available through delivery options. So if people want to go ahead and look for it, there's pressed hashish concentrates and other things. Tell me all about it.
So right now in Cali Hash, we have two product lines. We have our basic hash, which includes a pressed line and a raw line. Now, the difference between the pressed line and the raw line is the following. Your pressed hashes have been curated by a hashashin and pressed into a ball form or a brick form, depending on our process. And your raw line is taken directly from a freeze dryer and putting it directly into the jar for the end user. The differences on those two, I won't go too far into, but essentially you change the profile by pressing, by adding any heat and pressure to cannabinoids, you change their profile. You take the acid and you change it and you decarb it essentially. And so I said I wasn't going to go into much detail, but I did. Sorry.
Okay.
And then taking a step back. Then we offer also under the Cali Hash banner, we all also offer a pre-roll line, which is a net weight 1 gram pre-roll with 0.8 grams of flour and 0.2 grams of our hash. And essentially what's that, that's just allowing people to, you know, to purchase a product without having to do any working cells, because convenience is everybody's prerogative in life, of course. So, and those are the only two Cali Hash products we currently have under offer. Now, I'm very excited to announce that we're launching a new brand called The Hash Lab. And the biggest difference between Cali Hash and The Hash Lab is that whereas Cali Hash will deal with products that you can combust, that you can smoke, The Hash Lab will not. And the biggest, the reason for this disparity and this difference and this distinction is because you can't rightly give a cancer patient a joint and say, this is going to cure your cancer. It's not. This is going to give you carcinogens in your lungs and maybe even give you cancer. So, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, you're really, one is very much a lifestyle brand. And the other is really going to focus on the medicinal qualities of this plant, the therapeutic benefit, and really go after that. So, yeah. But what combines them all is the solventless aspect. So,
in terms of the products, what are the ones we're going to specifically be looking for that people can, and where can they find it? How can they learn more?
We're currently in roughly 40 to 50 locations in the LA and greater LA area, a few in San Diego as well. So primarily Southern California. And the product lines you can find right now at offer are the pre-rolls and the basic hash product. We're launching the new Hash Lab products in the coming 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. Sounds great. So we'll keep people to go and keep tuned in to CaliHash.com. Michael DeMex, CEO, thanks so much for being with us on the program. I really do appreciate you making time, and best luck to yours. Thanks again for making the time to go and join us.
Truly a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. So again, Michael DeMex with CaliHash, and that's CaliHash.com. Once again, a quick reminder that we are having our borderless USCC Expo coming up event and June 29th and June 30th, and you don't have to go anywhere. Just go to your computer and log in right now, register and learn more at usccexpo.com, usccexpo.com. That's all I got to say about that. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business. You can find past episodes. Just go to cannabisradio.com. That's where our show is hosted each and every week. And, of course, all major podcast platforms, just go ahead and make sure to subscribe. Go to Apple Podcasts. Make sure to rate and review us there. Give us a big 5 stars, if you will, if you love the show. And until next time, thanks for listening. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Behind the delivery trucks that keep your life stocked, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People bringing a new offshore production platform online. People making our refineries capable of more, like making renewable diesel from agricultural waste. People trading and shipping fuels to our customers. And people helping truckers fill up and get maintenance at our convenient locations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.